Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Freedom's Way Ministries. Just a side note, this is Gretchen. I'll be subbing for Vicki and Phil Burdett. And I want to welcome you to our message this evening. For anyone who's opened this message as a podcast, please understand this is a live teleconference meeting, and there are people who are dialing in from all around the country. So we're going to begin our meeting in just a few minutes. I just want to give them a chance to get in, and I want to welcome you all for being here. And if you would like to join Freedom's Way on these teleconference meetings, they're held each Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Simply dial 605-475-2090 and enter the access code 373-363. You can also go online to www.freedomswayministries.com for more information. So I'm going to open up the line for people to say hello if you want. You are on Q&A, so if you hit your star 6 key, you'll be able to come on and say hi.
Hi, Ms. Gretchen. Thank y'all. Thank you, everyone, for all the prayers. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Mitch. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Getting better every day. Thank you, sis. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you for the prayers. I'm on mute out, and thank you for being here for us, sis.
Sure thing.
Hello?
Hi. Is it Helen?
This is Bridget Morton, and I would like a prayer request for my son, Seth. He's been in ICU for 3 weeks under the vent with COVID pneumonia, and his lungs need to be opened and cleared. Would you mind to put him on the prayer request?
Sure. What's his name, Bridget?
Seth. Ballew, B-A-L-L-E-W.
Okay, thank you. I'll be happy to pray for him in just a minute.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Does anyone else out there just want to say hi before we get started tonight? Okay, well, I don't want to waste anyone's time. We could give it a few more minutes, but I guess I'm just going to go ahead and mute the phone and get us started. We'll see how this goes, and we're very happy to have you here, Bridget. Okay, one minute. Okay, welcome everyone once again to Freedom's Way Ministries. This is Gretchen, and I'm subbing in for Pastors Vicki and Phil Burdett, who will not be with us this evening. So tonight I will be doing some healing profiles. I'm going to do a quick corporate prayer. It may not be that quick, actually. I'm fairly long-winded, but I'm going to go ahead and just begin. I'm going to do some general corporate prayers, and then we'll get into personal prayers. And before we start, I just want to thank you, my Heavenly Father, for showing me the way and for being the way, the truth, and the life. And for giving us Jesus to follow. Lord, be you magnified. Just so we're clear out there, me, myself, and I have no power in and of myself. I'm entirely relying on the Lord. And so just making that clear so you know who to give the glory to. So what I'd actually like for you to do is repeat after me a very brief prayer. I'm only going to ask you to do one general repentance prayer, and then I'm just going to kind of take off and touch back in a little bit here. So if you don't mind, we do ask for everyone to repeat with their words. Words hold power. Words are creative. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and we love it, and we eat its fruit thereof. And so I'm just going to ask to you guys to repent, to break off any generational influences, and we'll be. Thank you, everyone, for coming on. Please repeat after me. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every thought pattern that I may have inherited that causes me to think, speak, and act in ways like my father, my mother, and other family members who thought, who spoke, or acted that are not as you intended me to think, speak, or act. I ask to be released from the influence of familiar spirits and spirit guides of my ancestral darkness, so that from glory to glory, I may be changed into your image and likeness, so that my ways can be like your ways, Father, in how you would have me to think, speak, and act in my life. And I ask to be released from genetic code defect that spirits of infirmity have caused due to my generations not loving you, not loving themselves, and not loving others. I ask to be released from the consequences of my generations not accepting you, for not being a doer of your word, and for the consequences of our ignorance from no knowledge, lack of knowledge, rejecting knowledge, and refusing to obey you with the knowledge that they had. I ask to be forgiven, and I ask that every curse be broken in Jesus' name. Okay, that's all you guys have to do. I just want you to sit back and receive. Remember, this battle belongs to the Lord. The victory is yours. All right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you release your Holy Spirit to continue the process to give people discernment, to recognize and recover themselves from inherited thought patterns, to have their minds renewed and their bodies healed. In the name of Jesus, I release any of you that have fear of being healed or fear of not being healed, and I take authority over those spirits of fear, and I cast them far from you in the name of Jesus. I speak to every inherited spirit behind inherited thought, and I take authority over you, and I command you to let these people go, that they may be changed in their thought life. And Father, I thank you for releasing these people from the power of inherited familiar spirits. In the name of Jesus, all generational familiar spirits rise up and get out and let God's people go. I speak right now to every spirit of infirmity that has caused genetic code defect in the generations and I command them to rise up and leave God's people as I speak. Genetic impurity that causes psychological diseases and biological diseases, be removed now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And I speak a creative miracle to the biochemistry of the genes and reorder the genetic code as it was in Christ Jesus from the foundation of the world. I speak, okay, so I'm just going to go through the body systems very quick. I speak to the hypothalamus in your body, Father in heaven. I speak healing and balance. You know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to pray for you guys.
Oh, wow. Gretchen, oh, my goodness. So precious, Gretchen.
Okay. Sorry about that. I flip-flopped. I just need to pray for you guys. So first of all, I will pray for Mitch because he came on first, and then I'm going to pray for Bridget. And I bet we'll come up with everything I have on my list. Hopefully not. So, Father, I just lift up everyone who has been affected by COVID-19. I speak to Mitch, to Annette, to Bridget's son, Seth. And Father, I come against that unclean spirit that we call COVID, virus, infection, infirmity. Get up and get out of them now in Jesus' name. Take your hands off of them and set them free. And I come against every spirit of infirmity that's been released by a spirit of fear, every broken spirit that is suppressing or compromising the immune system from functioning so that viruses and then bacteria can attack the body. And I command the virus to stop enveloping and changing for the bacteria and the viruses, parasites, and fungus to leave everyone's body as I speak without causing any harm to any tissue or structure. And Father, I ask for a creative miracle where new tissue structures are needed, creative miracles if they are needed in the lungs, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak a proper balance in Seth, that he rest in Jesus' name. I speak to spirits of fear. I'm having fear right now. And so, Father, I just stand here and I ask for forgiveness. And I just ask, Father, that you would use my words and just let me do what I do, pray. So, Father, I just pray for Seth. I pray for Bridget, first of all. I speak peace into the situation, into a very complex situation. Father, I loose healing power to invade that hospital room, to pierce through the fear, through the stress of his body, and I pray a release of, ACTH to come from his heart and to bring balance into his soul. Father, I just pray that you would loosen angels to go into the atmosphere in Jesus' name. Could someone please come on and give me a prayer request or a praise report?
Thank you, Sister Gretchen.
Hi.
Thank you for so much powerful prayers, Sister. You know that me and my wife have received those prayers, and my wife has gotten such a miracle from all the prayers from everyone. She gave her life back, gave me my wife back. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, such powerful prayers. Miss Ned is getting better and better, and she was on that vent for like 8 days, 7 or 8 days, not able to talk, do anything in the corner. And God raised her back up.
She's
calling me and talking. She's calling me and talking to me now. I'm getting stronger and stronger every day. It wouldn't have happened without all your prayers. Thank you, sis.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a little nervous there. I haven't done the line in so long. So, Father, thank you for much. Thank you for his love. And thank you for bringing them both out of the hospital. I thank you that I do know how to pray and that I bless him and Annette. God, thank you for reminding me of your miracles and that we speak the solution into the pollution and we draw the answer out of the problem. So praise you, God, for breathing your breath into Mitch, for bringing it into Annette, for breathing in Seth. Father, I release your Holy Spirit breath to breathe through them. The life is in the breath, and the life is in the blood. So, Father, I just speak a divine exchange. Your life. We thank you for giving your life for Mitch and Annette, and we call forth your life to bring Seth out of that ventilator back into the land of the living, and I break the power of the trauma on everyone's bodies that have had to go through that. And Father, I ask that you help your people find a way to deal in this changing time with COVID, where we don't know how to respond correctly. So, Father, I am reminded of the days of the plagues of Moses. And you did, Lord. You drew all your people out of Egypt without disease. And so I speak every disease that is there interloping that's been given to these people by Satan, that it fall off of them like filthy rags. And Father, if I have to unbind them, or if we have to unbind each other from these dirty rags and these grave clothes, then Father, thank you. I take authority and cast out all spirits of bitterness from your people that hold sin and curses and infirmity in place. And I bind and break the power of bitterness, of unforgiveness towards God, self, and others, resentment towards God, self, and others, retaliation God, but to God, self, and others, resentment, anger, violence, murder, murder with the tongue, murder with the mind, abuse, victimization, and all self-sabotage. Father, in Jesus' name, I separate that from every one of your people, and I command it to be removed in Jesus' name. And I also am going to come against fear, because fight or flight is our big no-no. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, I take authority over fear. Fear of not being healed. Fear of being healed. Fear of fear. And especially fear of disease. I speak to the spirit of death and the fear of death. And God, I cast them out of each and every one of us. And I ask you, Father, that you would replace all fear, fear of death, fear of the shot, fear of not getting the shot. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would loose us and let us embrace the life that we have in Jesus' name. And Father, I loose your Holy Spirit and the immune system of everyone in the sound of my voice and those who we pertain to, that our immune systems would come into perfect balance, that our hypothalamus would come into homeostasis, and the rest of our body would catch up in the name of Jesus. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take your personal prayer requests. If anyone has a prayer request or a praise report, simply hit the star 6 key, and I'll be able to hear you and take them through that. I was going to do all the healing profiles. So if you actually have the name of the disease, I can look it up and we can deal with the roots and do some prayer over that.
Yeah. Hi, Gretchen. This is Helen.
Hi, Helen. How
Hello?
Are you?
Fine. I spoke when I first got on, but you didn't hear me. I have two issues, but and I'll let you, you don't have to pray for both of them. We can just take one tonight. I have biome, B-I-O-M-E. That's another pleasant word for gut. I have a tremendous amount of gut issues, which involves candida and also SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Don't know whether I picked up stuff from overseas or not, but I'm only 5 feet, and I look like I'm 4 months pregnant at 90 years old. The bloating is horrific. It drains you of your strength. But what is interesting, the gut is called your second brain. They've just been dealing with this. Okay, you know about that. So that it affects the tension within me. It is unbelievable. It brings short-term memory. It's just a nasty thing to deal with. And I am under the care of a functional doctor for almost 2 years, and we're getting nowhere. And I'm in the process of the Lord and I making a decision here what my next move is. Take tons of supplements. I only have 2 prescriptions that I take in my whole life. So I have that issue. And I also am totally blind in the left eye and the right eye. I don't like to confess it, but it's going. And I believe God has told me that I would be healed. But he didn't have to tell me specifically because the word tells me that, but he also had a conversation with me about it. I have never asked for, it's been years since I asked for any prayer for the vision. So I would like you to pray for if you just pray for one of those, I would appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm just going to pray for both of them.
Okay, that's fine too. because I really, the teachings that Vicki and Phil have had, I really apply them, and I have wonderful healing prayers, and I'm counting on the word. So anyway, okay, I will be quiet now.
Okay. Well, Father in heaven, I just take authority right now over any spirit that is causing blindness in my sister. I bind you. I break your power. I stand in the gap for her. And Father, I cast it far from her in Jesus' name. Blindness, get out. Spirits of blindness, get up and get out. Father, we're calling on you. And I speak right now to any neurological misfiring in her brain that's causing her not to see clearly. I speak to anything that's lodged in the eye that is blocking the vision. Get out in Jesus' name. I cast you out, Father. I call upon you as God alone. And I stand here for my sister who's pleading to you for a sign and a healing. And so, Father, we together as the church say, bring it on, Dad. We release
Amen.
The healing to be seen despite whether her eye is clear or not. In Jesus' name. Father,
Amen.
I thank you for a creative miracle happening. And I speak right now to any spirit or spirit guide that is blocking healing. Thank you, Father. I speak to any word curse, any written curse. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I blot you out of Helen's existence, and I write miracle in its place. Father, look through her eyes and see and restore sight like you did to the blind beggars in the word.
Yes.
Father, as in Christ's stead, I say, see in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. And Father, together as a corporate church, we come against biome. We come against the gut, malfunctioning and manufacturing the wrong balance in the gut in Jesus' name. I speak to every spirit, every disease, every infirmity. I don't care if you are a thing or an it. In Jesus' name, I strip you of your authority and I command you to come up and out of her spirit, soul, body, work of the hands. I don't care where it came in. I want it to go. And so in Jesus' name, I use the authority granted to me, and I command it to flee. And I thank you, Father, for the righteousness that you have given unto her. And I thank you, Father, that righteousness swallows up infirmity in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you would remove all excessive yeast in her gastrointestinal system. And hold it a second. Okay, here are some of the spirits that are tied actually to this body system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just say, Father, I repent for extreme self-rejection. Can you do that? You can mute
out. You want me to renounce that?
I think so. Let's see what happens. Say, Father, I renounce extreme.
Yeah. Father God, I renounce extreme self-rejection.
Guilt.
In Jesus' name, I, Father God, I reject. Yes, I reject extreme guilt, Father.
Hopelessness.
Hopelessness. Yes, Lord God, I reject the extreme hopelessness that I have experienced in Jesus' name.
Critical spirits.
In the name of Jesus, I renounce all critical spirits. In
all
Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
I reject all bitterness in Jesus' name.
All the armor that supports bitterness.
I reject all the armor that upholds and supports bitterness in my life. I reject it.
All drivenness to meet the expectations of others.
Oh, my goodness. Lord God, I reject all the drivenness. every one of these, you hit it right between the eyes. Father, I reject all spirits that have produce drivenness in me, not only to please others, but to please you.
Codependency.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject all spirits of codependency that have supported me in any way whatsoever, in Jesus' name.
We're almost done. False burden bearing.
Okay, was there another word for that?
False burden bearing is like, it's kind of,
I thought you said something else. No, that's okay. Father God,
okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject all spirits that have held me up in burden bearing. Makes you feel
important. Okay, and the last one. All fear behind anxiety disorders and related stress issues.
Oh, my goodness. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I reject fear, every bit of it. It has to go. That has supported me. I forget what you said, but you hit it. I don't know what it was.
Anxiety and stress.
That has supported me during anxiety and stress. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject and command all of these spirits out of me. Get away from me. You will have no part of me anymore.
Praise the Lord. And now I speak to those spirits that have dogged my sister and everyone else in the sound of my voice. I speak to spirits of extreme self-rejection, guilt, hopelessness, all critical spirits, spirits of accusation, self-accusation, bitterness, all the armor that supports bitterness. I call you up to get out. Why aren't you moving? Get moving. Bitterness, leave. Hopelessness, critical spirits, guilt, shame, condemnation, drivenness to meet the expectations of others. I strip you of your armor and cast you out. All spirits of codependency, false burden bearing, false responsibility, religious spirits, dogging my sister, get up, get out of her in Jesus' name. Why didn't you leave yet, guilt? Why didn't you leave? Get out of her now. Keep getting out. What makes you think I don't have discernment? Hopelessness, get out of her. Get out in Jesus' name. I will stab you till you die, so get moving. Extreme self-rejection, get out in Jesus' name. Guilt, hopelessness, helplessness, victimization, trauma, I don't know what the trauma was. I break that thing far from you. Defilement, get off, get away, get behind her. You got nothing to do with her. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's it. Do it, Father.
Oh, boy.
I cast them out. Critical spirits, move it. Please. Accusation, you don't belong in her any longer. Praise God. I strip all this false responsibility, the scales that have had you accusing yourself to yourself and dogging you down in that pit it made in your gut. Get up and get out of her now. I stand in the gap. I storm heaven and I say, not anymore, Dad. Come on. Bring in the healing, and I loose that stuff into you. Helen, rise up and receive. I speak healing balance for your esophageal sphincter to your esophagus, your hypothalamus and adrenal gland. I speak healing the gastral acids, the pepsin secretions, healing for the autonomic nervous system. That's it. Get moving, devil. Get out of her. I speak a softening of any esophageal spasms. And, Father, I pray also for normal peristaltic movement, for hormones and enzymes to be in balance, Lord. I pray for normal tissue throughout her gastrointestinal tract, healing of her immune system. I pray for creative miracles where they're needed, for new cells, for tissues throughout her whole GI tract. And Father, I pray for all diseases of that GI tract to be healed as peace returns.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Woo! How's that?
They're still coming. Oh, thank you. Boy, no one ever told me that every single thing that you name, the hopelessness, the critical spirit, bitterness, drivenness, codependency, burden-bearing, fear behind the stress has been, oh my goodness, no one ever shared any of that with me. Thank you very, very much. I'll keep at it because
the
deliverance isn't finished. Yeah.
We've got to help somebody else. Thanks, Helen.
All right, who else wants to step up next? Hit the *6 key, please, and if you're done, hit the *6 to mute out or mute yourself. Thanks.
Praise the Lord.
There. Hi.
Hi. We just got in just a few minutes ago, so I don't know if you prayed for Marcia, but she is still on massive oxygen and needs help. But the biggest stressor in her life right now is David. David is down, and he cannot even go to the hospital because they called rescue for him, and they told him when they got there that there were like 88 new cases that were just been in, and that if they took him, he would be held in the ambulance for like 4 or 5 hours before he could even get into the emergency room, much less into the hospital. So he is still at home. And David needs he needs prayer. He needs to get some liquid in him. He needs to get the Word of God moving in his life. And for those of you who don't know, David is invalid. He had a massive, massive stroke probably 13 or 14 years ago, and is paralyzed on one side of his body so that, he can't really get around very well. So David needs our prayers also. The praise report is that Annette is doing better and better. You heard Mitch, I think he came online and said that, or maybe he just told me. And the other prayer request is that, the other praise report is that we had a really wonderful celebration of life for Phil's sister-in-law, who was a very godly woman and never once complained through breast cancer, Parkinson's disease, COVID, and pancreatic cancer for many years. And not one foul thing ever came out of her mouth. Not one pity party, none of that. And she was just a joyful, glowing individual to the day she died last Thursday. And the celebration of life was a true celebration of life. It was a very long day for us with 7 hours in the car and 3 hours of funeral and whatever. And Phil had an extra little burden because he was stung by a wasp before we ever left the house. So that's it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I do want to confess I had a little anxiety at the very beginning. It took me a minute to bang out of it, so make sure you tell them to cut that. Okay, praise God. So
I don't know that they can do it, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I know. I just brought it up in the middle. That just blew it right there. Okay, well, Father, I just thank you for preserving Annette and Phil. I thank you because we lifted Seth up. We are holding you to his life, Lord. And I lift Marcia up to you, Father. I make a decree in the heavens that she will get off the oxygen and get back into doing the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the medical profession and the hospital and everyone taking care of her and everyone else that's involved with this horrible disease. And I speak right now to virus. I shut you up and I shut you down. You may not speak to her body. You may not mutate or hijack another cell. Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you that you did not give Marcia or anyone else a spirit of virus, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And right now, I take authority over the spirits that rule the eyes, ears, nose, and respiratory system. Father, as I call these out, I stand in the gap, could someone please mute out? Thanks. And I ask for deliverance for everyone whom this pertains to. In the mighty name of Jesus, I repent and renounce fear, stress, anxiety, dread, all occultism, ungodly grief, critical spirits, deaf and dumb spirits, doubt and unbelief, lack of trust in God's self or others, for those dealing with respiratory issues like asthma and those related problems. I repent for deep-rooted fear related to stress, especially around relationships, fear of abandonment, especially by a father, coupled with insecurity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind these all up in a bundle to be burned. I take authority over fear related to stress and anxiety, occultism, ungodly grief, critical spirits, deaf and dumb spirits, doubt and unbelief, lack of trust, deep-rooted stress around relationships, fear of abandonment, insecurity, fear of COVID. Get up, get out of here in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, I stormed the gates of heaven this night, and I thank you that you never gave Marsha a spirit of death, but one of life and life more abundant. And Father, we thank you and praise you in advance for her total recovery and healing that operates through faith in you. And Father, we lift David up to you and we say, do it again, Lord. Send in the helpers from on high. Father, I ask that you would speak to David spirit to spirit, that you would give him the strength to take care of himself, that you would give him the wisdom and the strength to recover fully in Jesus' name. Remind him that he is not alone. And I pray, Lord, thank you, Father, that you would do what you do best, heal, save, and deliver in Jesus' name. Father, I break the fear, the stress, and any spirit or soul tie that would hold stress in place between Marsha and David in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you would send laborers into the situation to restore health and order in Jesus' name. Not by might or by power, but by your spirit, Yah, and by the love that you have for your people. And I just speak healing into the bronchioles and the entire respiratory system. I speak a creative miracle of new tissues and cells into the bronchial tubes and the lobes of the lungs. And I speak to all structures, blood vessels, tissues, and nerves related to the eyes, ears, nose, throat, the lungs, to be healed in Jesus' name. I say, be healed. And Father, I pray for Phil. I come against allergen and I come against the wasps. Lord, take away the fiery darts of the enemy that is bombing at his life right now. And I pray, Lord, you be the shield and the buckler, the high tower, and the strength of his hand, in Jesus' name. We claim Psalm 18 for him, for his bloodline, and for his wife. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Father, for your word. Okay, who else has something tonight? Star 6, please.
Hey, Gretchen, it's Queen.
Hello, Queen.
Hi. I have a praise report from the prayer from this morning. I would say it significantly helped to the point where I was able to leave the house and drive and go to the store and get some supplies that I needed. and I've been delivered through the prayers tonight, which have been helpful. I'm very thankful. And yeah, without those prayers, I don't know if I would have been able to go do that today and have the things that I needed to try and alleviate some of the residual, because it's not, I don't have 100% breath. So that's where I'm at. But still had significant relief. So praise God.
Okay. But you're still having wheezing and stuff like that?
Yeah, and tightness.
Okay. Well, we don't want that anymore. So, Father, I thank you that you... Did you hear what this one that we just did with the respiratory system, especially for asthma?
Yes, and I was being delivered from that.
Okay, so you guys don't know, I've been working with Queen for a while. So, Queen, why don't we just have you repent for these things, and I think when you verbally do that, it's going to break, mm-hmm. and then I'll pray, and there'll be no more binding, okay?
Fabulous, yes. Okay.
So, Father, I repent for fear, stress, anxiety, dread.
Father, I repent for fear, stress, anxiety, and dread.
All occultism. Including addiction. And Kundalini. There we go. Okay. Praise the Lord. For ungodly grief and sorrow. Keep coming out. Just leave her alone. Praise God. Keep coming out, devils. Praise the Lord. It's not you, Queen. I repent for critical spirits. Deaf and dumb spirit. Doubt and unbelief. Lack of trust in God, self, or others, and others.
Lack of trust in God, self, and others.
Deep-rooted fear related to stress. You got this, girl.
Father, I repent for deep-rooted fear. Rooted in stress.
Related to stress, especially around relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of abandonment, especially by a father. You got this, girl.
Fear of abandonment, especially by father.
And insecurity. Okay, you did it. Good job. Okay, Father. Now, we as the church can't wait to stand by and see you deliver your queen. I speak freedom from fear related to stress and anxiety. Get up, get out. Occultism, addictions, Kundalini. Get moving, devils. You got nothing to do with her. I command you to go. Ungodly grief, sorrow, hopelessness, helplessness, critical spirits, deaf and dumb spirits. Who do you think you are? Keep moving. Get out. Doubt and unbelief, lack of trust. That's another word for fear. Keep going, devil. I speak to deep-rooted fear related to stress, especially around relationships. I cast you out. I pull your taproot out. Fear of abandonment by a father. Get up. Get out. Fear of abandonment by mother. Get out. Fear of abandonment by sister, by aunt, by uncle, by grandparent. Get out in Jesus' name. You can't have a fear. And all insecurity, the Lord rebukes you through me. Father, again I say, make her a general so she can be kicking some too. in Jesus' name, yes. Because we need them to rise up and have discernment. And so, Father, I bless Queen, and I speak total healing of the alveoli, of the bronchioli. Release her and let her go in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you stop Queen from getting ripped at and torn at when they leave. Let her know that she doesn't have to cough and hack and burp. Thank you, Father. There's nothing wrong with it, don't get me wrong. But Father, I just pray. I pray against rejection right now in Jesus' name. That's what it is. I speak to you. I pull you out. I pull you out by the taproot, and I say, you're done bearing fruit in her life. And I claim Psalm 139, that she lives it, that she knows it, that she walks in it, and that others do too when they're around her. And once you praise for them, yeah.
Oh,
and Father, I just peace, and that her lungs be opened, and I come against fear of not being healed and not being delivered. And I speak to you, counterfeit devil, get out of her in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that her healing is ordained. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Okay.
Oh. I'm so thankful the Lord uses you. I really am.
Thanks, Queen. All right, let's get one more person if possible. And if there are no other prayer requests, Pastor Phil's going to come on and do the benediction, my favorite part.
I got a praise report. I got a praise report. I just got on as we were talking about David. I've been in the mountains. I did have to come back. I had two trucks break down, so I was able to pray for Marsha with Vicky on Saturday. I haven't gotten a full prayer report, but I came on when you were talking about David. And I have a praise report, especially for Queen, that my lungs opened up this morning in an amazing way. Because God was bringing deliverance of everything that Gretchen spoke twice, praying over others and also over Queen. But I had some on and off again battles with the lung and with having to use that little puffer, and kept saying, "What's up, Lord?" And in the middle of this morning when I got up at 5, we have a lot of forest fires around and a lot of smoke and sitting in the dark praying and turning my light on. It looked like it was snowing, so much ash coming down, and I'm breathing fine. I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. And I walked up the mountain and I've had a huge, because I knew it wasn't just smoke. It was causing my irritation. I've known it was exactly what Gretchen ministered twice, and I just was partnering in faith for Queen, but I do have to say that they were linked with everything that Gretchen was speaking about, and the Lord was working healing in my life in those areas, and it manifested in my body. I also had an issue of abandonment where I'd had some terrible dealings with lawyers and banks and treachery, and it looks like my lawyer presently just doesn't communicate and hadn't communicated for a month and more. And I just learned to trust him, but then I had some things in my mail to let me know that the bank, some people had really set me up. And I came back out and I just had total peace to say, Lord, I give it to you. I found this out Saturday when I was at the mail and I had to go back up Sunday. And he worked peace in my heart. And sure enough, lungs open, I had the deliverance. And sure enough, I got a text from my lawyer because he didn't even respond back by text. He says, I will deal with the bank. I will contact the bank today to deal with some of their stuff.
Well, that's good.
So that's a praise report. Very
praise
powerful.
Lord.
I just came on
Hallelujah.
At the end in agreement with prayer for others.
Hallelujah.
And, could I miss the update on Marcia? Can you get a quick one on how she's doing? I did hear others were doing better.
She's still in the hospital, still on 10 liters of oxygen. And by the will of God, she is healed.
Amen.
All right, Rick, so I'm going to pray for your lungs really quick, and then Phil, I guess, will close us. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, my lungs are doing so much better. Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, my lungs are amazing, but it's everything you talked about.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we are asking for a do it again for Rick. I speak right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I break the power of all environmental toxins that are coming against him and all spirits involved with environmental illness, including spirits of fear from not being loved, occultism, and self-pity. I command you, spirits, to go in the name of Jesus, and I ask God to heal you of any brokenness in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cast out spirits of fear, stress, and anxiety, especially around that court, the lawyers, the money, and all that stuff that has become and caused cell wall rigidity in Rick. Father, I am asking that you stop that rigidity and bring his cell walls into permeability in Jesus' name. And I speak a loosening and a lengthening of all his lungs and the hypothalamus that's controlling it, the autonomic and the sympathetic nervous systems in Jesus' name. And Father, I release healing and balance to each and every intricate body within him to be free from hypersensitivity and to return it back into normal functioning. And I pray right now for his thalamus and his immune system to have proper maturation of every T cell and B cell, and for his body to know the difference between his cells and something else's. Father, I come against any autoimmune, any antibody, any anti self against self in Jesus' name. I cut it out and I cast it far from him. And Father, I know his faith in you can stand it. And I cast out every other work of Satan in his life, including fear of failure. And you, Father, it's not of you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Ooh. You're so good, God. So good. Thank you, our Father. I just release healing into Rick's blood, into the little man of the heart. That's right. And into his vagus nerve in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. That's it for me. I'll be back Friday.
Praise God. Thank you, Christian. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. What love.
Hallelujah.
What light. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing
praise
is
God.
Impossible
so,
with him.
Praise you, Jesus. I'm in agreement with all the prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God.
Oh, my God.
Heal my brother. Heal all my sisters. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. We honor you, our Father. And we say thank you, and we raise up your name on high, and we give you all the honor and the glory. Thank you for all you're doing in these people's lives and our lives. We just are thankful people, and we honor you for it, and we give you glory for it. Hallelujah. And if you'll just mute your phones, I think they are muted. I will do the Aaronic benediction from Numbers, the 6th chapter, in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you hear. Thank you, Father. Yivarechecha Adonai beYishmarecha Yisa Adonai panav eilecha yifunecha Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you peace, give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, of Shalom. So, Father, I just thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your peace. I just loose the peace of God, the breath of God into your people tonight. Give them a glorious good night's sleep. A great week in you, protection, and faith to believe your word that they are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Power.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, I guess that will do it for tonight. God bless you all. Thank you, Gretchen. That was fantastic. We are excited. We are looking forward to Friday night. But remember, tomorrow morning. That was fabulous. We were just so moved and so enjoyed it. And the power was moving in an amazing way. We love to see that. So hallelujah. God bless you. And we will be back in the morning at 7:15. God bless you all. Have a great night. Good night now.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless. Bye.